Welcome to today's edition of the AII, watching stock news, deal tracker, and advancements in artificial intelligence. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to a special edition of the AII podcast featuring an interview with Doug Davis, the CEO of Bannox Acquisition Corp, and returning guest Danny Rittman, who is of course the CTO of GBT Technologies, Inc. Bannox Acquisition Corp is a special purpose acquisition company, and GBT Technologies is a development stage company which considers itself a native IoT creator, developing Internet of Things and artificial intelligence-enabled mobile platforms. Bannox trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BNIX, and GBT trades on the OTC Pink under the ticker symbol GTCH. Now for this interview, both Doug and Danny are discussing the recent patent purchase agreement made between Bannox and GBT Tokenized Corp, which gives the former's business combination partner EV Autonomous Group access to GBT's Apollo AI technology IP. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Doug Davis and Danny Rittman. Doug and Danny, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
So to start things off, Doug, could you first maybe give us a brief bit of background on Bannox Acquisition Corp itself?
Sure. So Bannox is a SPAC, a special purpose acquisition company. It was originally formed in January of 2021 by a team internationally who were the sponsors. Our group took over sponsorship of the SPAC in October of 2022. And since then, you know, our team is very well connected in all sorts of technological markets. Since then, we've probably examined over 70 different companies in fintech, in IT, in biotech, et cetera. And we made a decision to form a business combination and do a de-SPAC with a company out of the UK that does autonomous electric vehicles.
Now, a binding letter of intent was announced earlier this year. I think you were referring to this is the business combination with EV Autonomous Automotive Limited. Can you talk a bit about the company and bring us up to speed on your relationship with those guys?
Sure. So EV is a company outside of Manchester in England in a town called Stoke-on-Trent. Steve Lake, who's the founder, is a very renowned expert in the world of electronic automotive parts for autonomous vehicles. What EV Autonomous Group did was, a little while ago, they bought out the assets of the system that was deployed at Heathrow Airport for moving people from parking to Terminal 5 and back. So for the last few years, there's been a pod system, an autonomous electric pod system, you know, no drivers, just push the button on the screen, the pod arrives, you get in, you go to the terminal and vice versa. And the company who originally did that under contract for Heathrow fell on hard times, and Steve and his company, EV Autonomous, acquired all the assets. Since then, they have been working with other airports and other facilities. For example, they have some letters of intent with places like Toronto Zoo in Canada, further airports such as Sistra in Brussels to deploy systems with them as well. What we found fascinating about EV Autonomous is they already had some very interesting patent pending RF based radar technology around their cars. They're able to measure where their pods are down to a couple of millimeters, which is very precise. The reason we were interested in talking about Apollo with GBT is that Apollo kind of wraps around what EV Autonomous already has. So imagine a shuttle going from point A to point B. The shuttle currently is able to see everything around it safely and maneuver and avoid obstacles, et cetera. What Apollo gives it is several different dimensions above and beyond that. First of all, Apollo can map the route so that the computer doesn't have to real-time look at the route every time it goes. It knows where it's going. Secondly, there's some features in there that allow for facial recognition, which can lead to, you know, identifying correct people, security, able to see how many people are in a vehicle, able to stop when it gets to maximum load. And these technologies will play not only in the, you know, airport pod scenario, but into markets like shipping ports, moving containers around, security, warehousing, healthcare. So we're very excited about EV autonomous, and we're very excited about the additional technology that Apollo can bring to it.
Now, at this point, let's turn to Danny. Could you walk us through the Apollo IP system's 4 granted patents and 1 pending patent, just to give us a bit of background on the tech?
Sure. Apollo, as Doug basically mentioned, is what we call the computer vision system that is based on completely pure RF. We are shooting radio frequency waves in wide varieties, you know, frequencies. And from the reflections, these radio waves hit objects, and we analyze the reflections using artificial intelligence technology. And with this artificial intelligence technology, we are actually constructing an image, a very accurate one of the scanned area. Currently, we have 1 granted patent. Another 1 continuation is on its way, and we're probably going to plan to do more as we go. This we do in order to strengthen and broaden the IP protection. Again, just the last few words about the technology itself. It actually has a highly advanced AI technology for the imaging. We're also incorporating security, of course, to make sure that the data is secure. And it has a huge potential to actually do many, as Doug mentioned, to be very effective in wide varieties of applications, if it's medical field, if it's autonomous vehicles, security, and more.
Now, I think that paints a pretty good picture, but given the relative ubiquity of different AI techs these days, what would you say sets Apollo apart from other AI technologies being used in, say, the autonomous vehicle space?
Well, the Apollo system, mainly on the AI side, there's a big hype nowadays. We believe that the main advantage is we are using not just the what we call one type of AI. We actually involve a few type of AI algorithms or methodologies or techniques within Apollo. And that goes with broaden type, what we call a supervised learning and unsupervised learning. So we are basically, and that's the biggest advantage of the system. We actually used an unsupervised learning in order to gather data, arrange it, basically make it more readable for the supervised learning to go and do the analysis. So the combination of few concepts of AI for the Apollo system make it very unique. Beside the fact we are actually using few type of algorithms, if it's a recurrent neural networks, we're using convolutional neural network for imaging. So the Apollo encapsulates a few type of AI techniques, methodologies, approaches, and that's what we believe it has a great advantage on other systems.
Now, the context for this this conversation we're having is the, as mentioned, the recently announced patent purchase agreement between GBT Tokenized Corp and Bannex with regard to the Apollo IP system. Doug, could you talk a bit about how GBT came on your radar and moreover, a bit about the financial value of the transaction itself?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story how GBT came on our radar because 5 years ago, I used to be the CEO of GBT. So I've known Danny for several years. I've known the management team there. I'm aware of the IP portfolio that they've worked on over time. So when we decided to make the deal, the business combination agreement with EV Autonomous, we reached out to GBT and said, you know, there's something there that we probably need to work on together. As for the valuation, you know, we've gone to market with a valuation of 85 million shares, which is, you know, SPACs are typically trading at about $10 a share before de-SPAC and business combination. So the EV autonomous deal is an $850 million deal as reported in our filings with the SEC right now. Of course, we'll be doing a fairness opinion to make sure that our shareholders are protected and make sure that that valuation is correct. And what we did with Apollo is we took a look at the various markets and the barriers to entry that other people in the autonomous vehicles would have, and assigned a value of approximately $40 million to it, which we think is very reasonable for the patents, and luckily GBT agreed.
Danny, can you talk about the significance of selling this IP, the financial value given to the transaction, and kind of how this plays into the overall strategy for GBT and its IP portfolio?
Yes, well, we see, of course, a great value for this this deal here. If you follow GBT, GBT actually for the past, I would say, 5-6 years, we are heavily involved into automation for autonomous vehicles in many ways. We did communication systems, we did a few other techniques and technologies, and Apollo, we believe it's our peak. It's our top-notch patent involved with a wide set of architectural information. And that's one of the nice implementation is the autonomous vehicles. EV was one of the opportunities that we actually were very glad to join, because our technology was tailored particularly for autonomous vehicles. Of course, we also did, we could use the same technology for other applications, if it's a medical field, security, but autonomous automatic vehicles are one of the highlights. And I believe you could see it in our PRs, you know, for the past many years, that we every time mentioning that, you know, our technology is fit. So this is a great opportunity for us. We believe that we can bring a very high value, high added value to the EV system, make it way more accurate, safer, and effective. So in wide varieties of ways, not only help with the navigation and security, the Apollo system can do many more within the vehicle themselves, like, you know, detection of a human fall, detection of emergency situations, identification and detection of firearms or any type of other security measures that can be done using the Apollo system. So we're very excited. We believe we bring high value to the table to this deal with EV, and looking forward to continue.
Now, Doug, in the press release, you mentioned the potential of the Apollo IP acquisition in allowing Bannex, or indeed EV, to partner with multiple integrators of autonomous vehicles. Could you just expand on this a bit?
Sure. So first of all, I think I haven't done justice to the story. I need to cast one more thing for you. What makes EV Autonomous different from all the other electric vehicle companies is they're not going for the passenger vehicle. So they don't compete with, you know, Tesla, Rivian, Polestar, all these guys. So what you do when in marketing, if you want to be a marketing leader, is you define a new market, right? So if you take the on-highway market, then that's all of the names that we all know and love. If you take the off-highway commercial and industrial market, that's a very unexplored market, and that's what EV Autonomous is aimed at and trying to be a leader in, okay? So I think that, I'm sorry, I've forgotten the original question that you asked me.
Right. In the press release, you talk about EV partnering with multiple integrators of autonomous vehicles.
I'm sorry, yes. So having you know, reoriented to the fact that this is a system built for off-road and for commercial and industrial, think about all of the major industrial vehicles that exist. In particular, I think the largest market is agricultural. I know that EV is in talks with some major tractor manufacturers and, of course, fleets of vehicles like that. And to be able to take the driver out of it and have those operate 24/7 reliably is a fantastic system. What EV will be doing is they'll be taking the IP, both the Apollo IP from GBT and their own IP, as a control system, as a platform, and OEMing it into other companies so that they could use it in their vehicles. In the news recently, there's been a big push by Ford to get to an autonomous stage. So there's no conversation going on between us and Ford, but that would be a target, for example, to go and say, integrate our system into your cars, and you don't have to build it from scratch. So whether it's you know, drone fleets, whether it's autonomous vehicles on the ground, et cetera, that's one of the main paths that EV is planning to do to promote their technology.
Excellent. Well, gentlemen, that's all I have for prepared questions for this interview. But I'll go one by one. If there's anything, Doug, that you want to add before we wrap up, feel free.
I'm just, you know, I've been in technology for 35 years. Danny and I have had many conversations about many different kinds of technologies and gone around the world together promoting it. I'm very excited about the EV autonomous opportunity. You know, Steve Lake, the founder, has worked on Lotus's electric cars, on very high powered electric cars in Europe. He formed a company that made electronic parts for electric vehicles that nobody thought could be made. He's really a driven, brilliant inventor. And I think the market opportunity for autonomous electric vehicles is just starting. And I'm glad to be able to participate in it.
Great. And Danny, did you have any parting thoughts with regard to GBT, this deal, or the space more generally?
Well, as I mentioned before, Sam, we are looking, you know, we looked for many years for such an opportunity. It's our technology here. We are very excited to actually see it in action. You know, we're going to help on the actually implementation and the technical arena here, but we believe that Apollo is a great system to actually be a great benefit for the EV system. We are looking forward to see it live.
And that's it for today's AII. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact investorideas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. And this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss of investment. To hear more investorideas.com podcasts, please visit investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available. To learn more about GBT Technologies, Inc., please visit gbtti.com or visit the investorideas.com profile page at investorideas.com/co/GOPHN. For disclosure purposes, GBT Technologies is a PR, news, and social media featured company on investorideas.com.